Lebanon is an excellent example of the fact that the Western mind cannot fathom, and that was the problem with the Israelis too. It's unfathomable why these things should happen. But it's the Middle East, and that's the type of mentality that's involved. So this Byzantine type of culture, which was fueled by a great deal of corruption, and in a very corrupt society, a lot of people can make a lot of money quickly. And therefore, the Byzantine society had an appeal to very, very many people because they saw it as an opportunity to do very well in a short period of time. The United States in the 1920s, when all inhibitions are cast off and everybody is making money and everybody is investing and everyone is speculating, and it looks like it will never end. And therefore, the influence of the Byzantine type of lifestyle and the Byzantine ideas on the Jews was very strong. You find it in, for the first time, you find, for instance, what we would call Jewish art in the synagogue. If you go there to Israel today, you'll find mosaics and certain types of frescoes, etc., from Byzantine times. We don't have anything that predates it. It's not only because what predated it was destroyed and is not available, it's just that it wasn't Jewish to do it. But in Byzantine times, it became very fashionable. And the Jews went in for it. They copied the style, naturally, of the countries and of the culture that they lived in. And you find the vague warnings in Chazal already against these types of imitations. And the strength of the Byzantine culture was such that many Jews, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where the Byzantine culture had the greatest influence, many Jews began again the process of assimilation, which had stopped after the conquest of Eretz Yisrael by the Romans, after the terrible things that the Romans did to the Jewish people. So the process of assimilation had slowed, if not stopped. Now, under the influence of the Byzantine Empire, it renews again very, very strongly. Now, the Byzantine culture brought a reaction, not just from the Jews, but from the non-Jews. And the reaction is the final emergence of Christianity as becoming the dominant religion in the Roman world. Christianity was a persistent foe of Rome. And it took them 300 years. It's very difficult for us to imagine, but it's a 300-year struggle. And the Christians appealed to the downtrodden, they appealed to the slaves. In the Roman Empire, more than 10% of the population were slaves, and more than 10% of the population were former slaves. They appealed to the intellectual element who no longer could believe in the nonsense of paganism and in the Roman mythology. And they offered a new vision of the world, a much more appealing vision of the world. And as the Roman Empire kept on teetering on the brink of complete moral collapse, as the society became more corrupt, as it became more immoral, as it became more violent, so there was an appeal to what looked like a pristine, simple viewpoint of life and of religion and of God and of love, etc. The thing that undid Christianity is that it came to power, which is what always happens. That's the end of all revolution is when the revolution is won. The American political revolution is